If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Bash's Sports Takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
They say we're young and we don't.
Song of the day, I Got You, Babe, Sonny and Cher, 1965. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your radio, the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I got you to wear my ring.
Once again, your song of the day from 1965. I Got You, Babe, Sonny and Cher. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Sip, do you know why that song was played today? Bill would know, but curious why you, if you would know why it played that song.
I've got
Did somebody die?
No, nobody's done. That is the song that plays every morning on Groundhog Day.
When it flips over, yeah. And it's got the...
Every single day.
Remember, that's not the digital song. It's not digital, but the thing manually flips. And I think, Connor, if I'm right, I believe it's white. I believe that the alarm clock is white. And it flips over and it comes on every single day.
This is the song in Groundhog Day, every morning. Bill Murray up.
He's in kind of an Airbnb is where he's staying at.
Well, there you go.
And that is why that song was played.
And he ends up in an incredible romantic relationship with Andy McDowell.
Okay.
Yes. It's very much like
that. So that'll be on all day today.
That song will play a lot today, yeah.
Oh, Jake. I believe there was a Sonny and Cher variety show.
Oh, yeah.
Sonny 100%. And Cher were incredible. Cher is incredible. Sonny, RIP, lost him too early.
We've lost him.
Yes, to a skiing accident.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was killed in a skiing accident.
Some years ago.
Yes. Learning news. Oh,
this is a long time ago. Yeah. I'm saying like 30, 40 years ago.
To see. When did Sonny tell you?
I don't know if it's 40.
I beg, look up what the year. When
yeah,
did
check it out.
When did Sonny Bono pass away?
What's his last name?
Bono.
Hang on. 1998.
He's 98.
30.
January 5th, 1998, in a ski accident.
Yeah.
God dang.
Good job, Bill.
Cher is incredible.
She's still alive.
Yeah, Cher's still with us. Oh, yeah, doing great.
She's with us, yeah.
Yeah. And that was, they were a couple. They were a power couple.
What's Cher's age?
They were.
Want to guess?
I'm going to guess she's got to be, well, hang on. That was 1965, so she was, I'm going to say she's got to be 82.
Sip?
82.
She is 79 years old.
Oh, so she's a little younger.
Well, she was young when she made that.
Still dateable.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jake. That was a great song. That was a power song. That was just one of those. It was, whew, thank you. It's a 901. Hmm. 901. Love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you.
It's pretty good. I always thought it had a nice, it was good. Good feeling song. 8-9.
Connor's going to like it because of the movie and everything else. Connor's going to be an 8-6.
He says 10. What a day to be alive, says Connor.
What a day. What a day to be alive. He is. Well,
he's 19 years old. He acts like he's 47. I love it.
Right now, I mean, Connor this morning, when I told him Bill Murray Day, he was like, I told Eve, Eve's grandma, this is my favorite movie. So that made my day. So we bonded. Eve, fiance.
Pretty much soon, I'm sure. I mean, it could happen soon. Ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. Kennedy, 7-8. Rod in South Lincoln. Classic, 9-5. Robert, Oklahoma, 8-4-3. Vernon, Dakin, 3-9. Jake and Hickman, 4-2. Rick from Wahoo, 8. Unnamed texture, 10. Oh, sorry, it's Corey at Duncan, excuse me. It says 10.
10.
Shamia, 6-9. Ryan in California, 6-1. Who the club is Bird? 1!
Oh, Bird gave it a 1.
Bird, there's a theme.
Bird, let me.
This is the Groundhog Day song.
Let me hear from Big Bird because maybe he can make things right. Because Bird, this is
shameful.
I don't know if I'll be going duck hunting with you after that.
Oh, come on.
This shot's fired here. Bird, come on.
Yes.
Houston, who's usually low on scores, 8-1. Houston's a good mood today. Bill and Bennett, 5-2-5. Leston Lincoln, 8-4 classic. Jay Norfolk, I see what you did there, Jake, 5-5. Brad from Baldwin, 7-5. Husker Mike in Waterloo, Better Times, 7. Gavin and Pender, Bill's friend, 9. Mike and Dalton,
Thank
7.
You, Gavin.
Kodiak Bear, 8-4. Jennifer, 8-9-9. Hubby, 6-5. They say thank you.
Boy, that does that not scream the household?
Yes, it does.
That song screams the household.
They probably were dancing to that.
Oh,
right?
I bet they sing it to each other. I bet they looked at each
brushed
other.
Their teeth.
I bet they looked at each other and go, I got you, babe. Jeez. I guarantee they did that.
In the kitchen.
Kevin says, changing my score from a 5-8 to a 7 because of the movie reference.
Thank you. Okay.
Amy in Lincoln says, 9. Thank you, Jake. You're welcome, Amy. And you too, before I move on, let's see here. C.L. Porter, 0.1. 0.1. On that song.
Okay.
Genghis, 2-6, bad vibes.
Bad vibes from that. Gingist, I don't think. It's the last thing it is bad vibes. You might not like the song, but don't say bad vibes.
Troy, Better Times, 7-1.
It's bad vibes.
I don't know.
Did you see Connor's face? He did the head
shake
on that one.
Yeah. Albert, 6. Let's see, 8-1 from Black Cloud on the YouTube. That's a new one.
That's a new one. Jeremy, new listeners.
Jeremiah in South Carolina says 7-8. Well done. -4 from Nelson, Montana. Joey says Better Times, 8.
Well, Nels and Gingis go out.
They are fighting right now. That was uncomfortable last week.
Very uncomfortable.
Yes, it was.
Now they're both, they both had give us bad scores, and they're probably messing each other on the side. Got him.
Your song of the day again from 1965, I Got You, Babe, by Sonny and Cher for Groundhog Day. It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Did not see Randy yesterday, but I'm sure he was in attendance.
No picture at all.
No, did not see Randy yesterday, but it also might be because he's, I mean, he's in, this is go time for him. This is February, season's going, the weather's nice. He's back outside building decks and doing all the other stuff. So he's got a lot going on. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate that. Steve, I'd like to have your input on Bill Shrills today to see what your thoughts are on this, if it's accurate or not. Football Friday. I mean, Football Facts Monday. To enhance the heat of the torch, build the torch. Build the porch. To enhance the heat of the torch, build the porch. The value of the university having a great football team. The value of the university having a great football team. The promise you, Indiana, the upgrade that was made. So here's what you talk about on this. When you hear of these things happening, like what happened at Indiana, and then all of a sudden, what happens to applications to school? They go through the roof.
Yep.
So what this does is someone says, what's that do for you? Well, it allows you to bring in better students because there's more students. It allows you to Indiana's the leading in alumni, active living alumni. Indiana's number one. But can you imagine what that does? So I just remember like when the first time Wisconsin went to the Rose Bowl, the application to school went nuts. Northwestern to the, you can give 25 examples of what happens when your front porch became viable. Alabama, as far as what their applications did over 20 years.
Crazy.
I mean, whatever that was, the Saban era. It just went completely nuts. And that will all be valuable 20 years from now when all those.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Students now are making money and have a chance to be boosters and all those different things. But the value of your athletic program, which is the front porch, but the big value is really on one unit. It's on the football team. That's why Nebraska's worth $1.1 billion or something. It's because of the value of the football team that does that. But if you have the front porch, what it does to everything else, it's incredible. But then when you get some form of the upstart part, now understand about Indiana though, before you go too far off of it, Indiana's still probably one of the number one schools receiving applications. It is a college campus. Indiana's into it. So they've never been struggling. People want to go to Indiana for the college. It's a true Bloomington is college as you get. But this will change with just that success of what's going on. It will change everything. But just like when you start watching, people are watching football. That's one of the reasons why people started to go from all over the place to the SEC. They're going like, yeah, going to Ole Miss, pretty cool. Really cool to go to Ole Miss. Really cool to go to any of these schools because you have all this, all the excitement over that. But it all comes around, like Bear Bryant said, it's impossible to rally your your university run a math test. And so
the chemistry department. Nothing against chemistry.
But this doesn't do
got
it.
His people.
You rallied around that. Now basketball has power, not quite as much. There's volleyball power, but football is where this comes into play, where all of a sudden applicants go up. What happened here? Did that happen at all here in the 90s?
Well, sure
you know, I'm sure it did. I'm sure when there was success from Nebraska football, I'm sure there's a lot of pluses to it. But the applications to school that go up and the mayhem, which allows what? Pick better students, have more opportunities. What do we want to be able to do with them? So the front porch is so critical.
I remember reading about Alabama, and this is a long way back. And all I could think was, you really can't pay Saban enough for what he's done. Mm-hmm. Like if he's making $12 million, that's a bar, which he probably was, or maybe $9 million. That's a bargain for what he's brought in. Oh, you're right. I mean, it's huge.
He completely changed Tuscaloosa.
Yeah,
he changed the whole town.
Oh, it's not hard to find articles about it. If you read it, it's incredible what he did for Alabama. I imagine significant. I don't know. Is Indiana already that big?
Indiana's big. Okay. I mean, they have a lot of students. It is a popular place to go to IU. That's a big deal. But this will change it. This will make it a lot different to have that. It's like, okay, this vibe's pretty cool. I just guarantee it'd be interesting to see what are their applications to school.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to them now off of this one run? Because the last 2 years, they've gotten about as much publicity as you can imagine. If you go out and recruit students, right? You have admissions and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going like, this is sweet. Thank you.
They are.
Thank you. Imagine
100%.
If you're going into school just to recruit students, that's all you're doing.
It's interesting that football has that impact. It's because people want to just partake in the joy.
It's just the weekend. It's the energy. It's the outdoors. It's the time of year.
It's
the sport.
It's a lot more people. There's just, I mean, like basketball in most parts. I mean, I guess you could say it if you're at Florida, right? Let's tailgate. But where's the best tailgating basketball? Is there such a thing? Is there a place that's known for tailgating basketball?
I don't know that.
But football is known for being like epic.
Kentucky and North Carolina have that.
I think maybe Duke could tailgate possibly.
I mean, I know they have like Krzyzewskiville where they stay overnight to get tickets and that stuff.
Yeah, no, it's not the same.
But it's not the same. It's not like I didn't see anyone. We pulled into a very nice parking spot close to PBA. There was nobody with grills out. It was a beautiful day yesterday.
No, there's no grills.
There were no grills.
You're right.
So everything hinges off of the one sport. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's run by football as far as the change of vibe, what a campus feels like. I mean, I'm sure a campus at Duke, North Carolina on that Saturday, probably a little bit of a different feel. I don't know if there was as big as the game was yesterday here, was there a different vibe on campus? And what was the vibe like? Wouldn't be a negative vibe, but I'm just saying, what's the vibe like on that spot? But that front porch is so valuable, too. That's why the success of your football team, it brings in a lot of things in different ways.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are certainly excited about basketball, but you're right. Nothing compares to the power of football.
That's not really – basketball doesn't really do it.
And we haven't had it. We haven't seen success at a high level for a very long time. It has been since Bo. I mean, Riley had it at 7-0 at one point, but it wasn't real. They went 9-4 that year. It's been since Bo, since you had some sort of a powerful feeling at Nebraska.
Jake, I feel powerful.
That's 12 years ago and beyond. Oh, by the way. 12-plus years.
Yeah. 2000.
I mean, he did make three conference title games. Yeah. Lost them all, but made three.
Like I said, borderline incredible because I was down when I had to go up the ramp in the orange shirt. Going the wrong direction for the Michigan game. I mean, it was nuts.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the vibe around Lincoln was absolutely insanity.
Oh, they're good cool. fans.
So the
These
fans
are great fans.
Great fans, and so you still have that.
Patient.
You still have that front porch. You still have that. That's why they're worth one. That's why they're number 10, right? $1.1 billion.
Is that what it is?
That's what they're ranked 10th. I saw it the other day. What the value of school at that Nebraska was?
Is that 10th. The endowment?
I don't know exactly how.
I don't know what those numbers are.
Where that numbers comes from? What if I have no idea. Yeah. I think that could be. No one really does. But obviously, doing very well.
By the way, Joe in Boulder says Kentucky is known to have the best basketball tailgate, but there's not many that exist. That was the point. This just doesn't really happen anywhere.
Yeah,
Kentucky, no surprise. But who actually tailgates for basketball? Number one, it's cold outside. Yeah. You can't really always tailgate in the cold.
Unless it's like UCLA.
Do you think they... No one goes to their games, though.
No. I was just saying there's some warm weather, too.
Yeah, warm. I'm thinking Florida.
Yeah, I kind of wonder, does Arizona maybe tailgate?
Yeah,
it's a good basketball school, the warmth of Tucson.
I wonder if they tailgate, though.
It's also very different,
too. I don't think so.
I don't think they do either.
No, it's also very different in that, you know, most of the time, especially the rule changed in the last couple of years where the clock is running, the ball's out of bounds. When it was a few years ago and now the clock stopped, most games were running about just shy of 4 hours.
Jeez.
Just shy of 4 hours. No.
Oh,
football.
Football.
Because the rule changed, and now the clock runs more.
That helps.
That makes a difference. But still, the game's usually in that with timeouts, 3:20 to 3:30. Where a game like yesterday was completely start to finish. It started about 3:10?
3:10.
It was over at five.
It was over at five.
So it's
not as long of a day either.
Oh, God, football.
And football.
I forget what happens in the first quarter sometimes. Like that, but it seems like it was so long ago.
Because you get there. Think about that. You're at football. Basketball, to get to watch pregame basketball warm-ups, doesn't do a lot. Football, a little bit more.
Yeah.
Kind of want to see them.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
now
not a lot going on in basketball.
Oh, now the linemen are coming out. Let's just check out what the idea. But the game is going 40 minutes prior to all the different pomp and circumstance. And then, you know, the band that marches in, all the thing that goes with it. The point being is like that is that success of that football team, what it means for your university is insane.
It is. You see a lot more Mellencamp now.
You do.
Mellencamp's
not hiding anymore. He's
Mellencamp,
everywhere.
When they had the outdoor celebration, it was like 0 degrees, and he looked like he was unaffected by it.
Yeah.
Just wearing a coat, no gloves, no hat. Bad dude.
I watched the video of Little Pink Houses 2 days ago.
Did on you? YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube. Yeah, on YouTube I watched
Young John?
It. And it was like, and I looked at him, I go, man, I remember when this was on MTV. And how young you? I was like, man, I'd really like to go back in time. I'd like to go back in time.
John's that. Part of that, though.
Yeah,
that whole deal. Now he played. What song? He played Jack
hurt
and
so
Diane.
Good. Didn't he? Do
or
hurt,
was it Hurt So Good?
Hurt So Good.
Good job.
Yeah. Hurt So Good. Hurt
Dan,
So Good.
Yeah, he just had his guitar player.
His guitar got up there, and some of the players sang with him.
Yeah.
Imagine that one. Mellencamp shows up.
That's power right there.
That's power.
It was pretty powerful. It was pretty kind of weird, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it was really cold.
And all of a sudden,
the atmosphere wasn't that raucous.
He was trying to get it going. It was incredible. So, like...
It was like 0 degrees.
It was freezing.
When at LSU, we had our parade and then our big event after that. Well, it was... We did a parade and we threw beads and all that stuff. But It was massively packed. But we ended up inside the Maravich Center, Pete Maravich.
You did?
Yeah. And so my point was we weren't in the stadium like that. So, but
you weren't?
No, Indiana did theirs, you know.
In the football stadium.
It's like 9, it was like 4 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was questionable whether they should have done it.
Yeah.
You know.
See, Denny was very cold. You could see things like, it's freezing out here.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be here, though.
So you guys, you went down Bourbon Street, though?
What's that? Well, Bourbon Street's in New Orleans.
So I know, but when LSU?
No.
You
guys... No, we just did around town. We were in Baton Rouge.
So you didn't go to New Orleans.
No, did not go. We went to New Orleans to win the game.
Yes, yeah. But
then we came back to Baton Rouge to...
Maravich Center's in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Bill, the headline one more time, please, on your Bill's Thrills today.
Thanks, Jake. I appreciate that. To enhance the heat of the torch, build the porch.
That is Football Facts Monday on Bill's Thrills. When we come back, hour two, got some grades for year three coaches in college football. Where's Matt Rhule at? That's next on Early Break of the Ticket.